Also tonight in the Championship, big games in the Championship, not least for Sheffield Wednesday, who are one place off the bottom. The sack manager, Davy Jones, on Sunday, the Welcome League leaders, Leicester, they come there flying to Hillsborough tonight. Let's speak to a man who made the decision to get rid of Dave Jones or part company more to the point. Sheffield Wednesday chairman, owner, Milan Mandaric. Milan, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, gentlemen.
Milan, difficult decision. It's always a horrible one thing about football is when you have to part companies with managers, it's not nice. When 100% Milan, were you sure that was the right decision?
Well, as you said, it's a dreadful decision, and you know, especially when you have to do it to the guy who's a good man and a good friend, but unfortunately things didn't go our way, and we got into a very dangerous zone on the table, so decision had to be made, and we've been drawing a lot of games, we losing games where we for some reason couldn't cross the line, and I do believe that we have enough quality in the team to really stay higher than where we are, but for some reason or another results weren't there, and unfortunately, you know, we're in a result business, so I had no choice then get into a new challenge.
Yeah, I spoke to Neil yesterday, Neil Warnock, about it, Milan. He said it wasn't a case of Wednesday were getting battered by teams. There was chances to win games. It just the little stroke of luck you need now and again to change a game wasn't happening.
Well, absolutely right. But also the case of a clean sheets. We, you know, concede the goal and we were filming four or five games 1-0 up there, and we just couldn't close it, okay? Couldn't defend a clean sheet. And it's a difficult situation. Again, you know, we had the manager who helped us out to be promoted, and we had to part away. Now it's the challenge. We have to look at what is today and tomorrow. We got still 90 points to play for, and we need to bring somebody that will lift the team and give us a little better chance to win enough points to stay up.
And I think the game in hand, Milan, am I right? It could be Wigan, I think, your game in hand, who have also parted company with a manager.
Yes, it is. That's true. And as you can see, you know, it's incredible pressure in our league, actually incredible pressure in football. If you really look at that, there is out of 92 teams in English football, there is more than half of them released the coach in less than manager in less than 1 year.
Yeah.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Two home games, Milan, coming up, and boy, well, this the Championship is so unpredictable, but on paper it looks tough. Leicester and Nottingham Forest, both at home, but that, you know, to get back in touch, you don't want to get separated at the moment. Was it one behind Yeovil, but Millwall six ahead, so it's very important, I would suggest, that you win one of these home games.
Well, tonight we're facing my ex-team, ex-club, you know, Nigel Pearson, who is doing an excellent job there, and it's going to be a tough game, but we'll find out what they're made of. You know, I still believe we have enough quality there in the team, and we should be doing a lot better than what we're doing, and we got to grind the points.
Now, what about how close are you to a new manager? A little bit of speculation. Steve Evans, been money for him at the betting shop. Neil Warnock would be very interested as well. Could he go back to the old enemy in Sheffield? Are you close to making a decision, Milan?
No, not really. To be honest with you, as you know, that we parted away with Dave you know, a day ago, and now what we're doing, we're putting together a list, a short list of maybe four or five candidates. They're available that we believe that can do the job, and then I'd say sometimes Wednesday, Thursday, tomorrow, and Thursday start to interview these people and hopefully make decision as soon as we can. The most important is to make rather right decision than day earlier making it.
Milan, does the new manager need to have the experience in the Championship? Does he need to have that experience to keep you in that league?
Well, not necessary. You know, winner is a winner. You play, you know, in the Premier League, Championship, or League One, whatever. You know, I think it depends on the character of the person. We are a big club, tremendous supporters who are desperate for success, but they're giving people a lot of time and room, but you need to have a good strong character also that stand on the big stage as well. So it's not going to be easy. You know, they're you know, a lot of good managers. They're working. They're successful with their job. So it's going to be a challenge for me to bring the proper guy there.
Yeah, and it's a big club as well, Wednesday Milan. Some people don't realize how big a club it is.
Yes, it is. Massive club. Great club as well, you know. Good supporters, and they deserve a lot better than what we provide to them up to this point.
So hopefully by the weekend, you'll have your man.
We'll try, we'll try. I can't promise that, and it would be not fair to tell our supporters that we are going to have him by the weekend. But the most important, we need to bring the proper man. That's more important than bringing him on this weekend.
Milan, good luck tonight. Yeah, thank you. Good luck on your search. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Good talking to you. Bye.
Sheffield Wednesday chairman Milan Mandarić there.
It is a big club, though.
I read
isn't
in the paper today, was it today? 49 people or something. But he just said we'll have roughly four candidates.
But if you look at both of those clubs,
I think Neil Warnock. I think Neil would. I think he wants to get a job again, at least to the end of the season.
Yeah.
But maybe, I don't know, maybe Wednesday want more. You know, they want more than that. Steve Evans, as I said earlier, if you just joined us, he's been hammered in the betting shop. And I'm not saying that's 100%
he's
correct,
a Rotherham at the moment, though, isn't he?
There's no doubt the money is for Steve Evans. Yeah. So we shall see. 16 minutes past 9.